Harbour View is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme.
Chef, what's on the menu today?
You can find all the daily menus in the menu folder on your computer. It was the easiest way if we ever wanted to change it.
We?
Sheila always made time to come into the kitchen and discuss the weekly menu. We usually make them out together.
It seems like Sheila does it all around here. Is there anything she doesn't do?
I think that's uncalled for, because she's a lot on her plate. She's best at her job.
I'd be the judge of that.
All I'm saying is that she's a great asset here, and well-liked by all. It would be in your interest to get her on your side.
Listen, I'm the only one you need to get on your side here. I'm here for the long haul. I don't know about the rest of you.
I'm telling you, Sheila has been through a lot lately.
So everyone tells me. Everyone has problems. What makes her so special?
No one is making her special. Her husband, Pat McCarty, he is known as Mac to everyone. He's a fisherman.
A fisherman?
He nearly drowned.
Nearly never won a race. He didn't drown, did he?
No.
So what's the big deal? If that's all people talk about around here, they must lead very boring lives. Say, that Jenny there, do you know anything about her?
I only know her from coming in and out of the kitchen. I wouldn't say she's the sharpest knife in the drawer, but the customers like her.
She's very easy on the eye.
From what I hear, she's not that easy on the wallet.
Well, I've more important things to think about, like getting this place off its knees and running properly again.
With all the customers coming in and out of here, I didn't know this place was on its knees.
Oh, you're a manager now too? I didn't think you'd experience outside of the kitchen.
You're right. I better go back into the kitchen and stick to what I know. I better go and prepare for lunch.
You stick to your job and I'll stick to mine. It's always best to stick to what you know. It's 12 o'clock. You should start filling the bain-marie.
Thanks for reminding me.
I've been standing here watching the pair of you. It doesn't take two to make coffees.
It's so much faster with two.
Tomorrow, there may be only one of you making coffee. Now, which one will it be? You had your backs to the customers, ignoring them. Must have been very important, whatever you were gossiping about.
Oh, it was.
I don't want to see anyone waiting. Remember, they pay your wages. Now look busy and smile.
I thought you might like to come out here to Clay Castle.
You know, it's so quiet.
Jesus. It isn't always like this. We've had some mighty storms this year. We're lucky. Orchestra's good for the next few days.
It's so very peaceful here.
Isn't it? Look out over that beach. You know, there isn't a beach in the world like it. And it's all free.
You know, I have to agree with you.
You agree with me? Hey, God, that's the first time you've ever agreed with me about anything. Hey, God, that's one for the books.
Look, it wasn't all that bad between us.
Bad enough, Monica, at times. But look, that's water under the bridge. I often come up here and I'd stick out my chest and the breeze in my face, I'd look out over that sea. I'd feel like you take on the world.
What's to stop you?
My mother. Besides, I'm too old at this stage of my life to be in too set in my ways to be moving anywhere.
You know, life begins whenever you want it to begin. If you're born in a prison, you spend your whole life in a prison. How are you expected to see the rest of the world and enjoy it?
I don't know what you're talking about. Y'all is my home, and this is where my friends are. Life is simple here. I know I won't starve. Someone will always feed me.
You know, Mossy, you've never been anywhere.
Yes, I have, when I was in the army. Because it didn't take long for you to return to what you used to be like.
It wasn't that bad.
No. If I was to answer that, I'd be walking home on my own. Did you ever think that maybe I don't want to go anywhere? I'm happy as I am.
But it's a big world out there. There are places to go, people to see, things to do.
But you're just nothing I want to do or to see. Look, I've been born in Yall and I'm going to die here.
You know, you're as stubborn as you're big.
When you left, Monica, I came up here one night. It was after a few pints. I was feeling very sorry for myself. You know, I do get lonesome sometimes. And this particular night, there was a full moon. And the stars were so bright. And they seemed so close. I 'Twas as if you stretched out your hand, you'd nearly catch one. That night, well, I wondered if you were looking at the same stars.
Sadly, you wouldn't see so many stars in London. The lights blind them all. But I definitely can see what you like about y'all. It's beautiful.
Things move too fast for me in big cities.
It's a rat race, I'll agree.
It is, and I don't want to be a rat.
The truth is, some part of me misses y'all. Looking out there at that really beautiful sea, the fresh air, we walked out of the town at our leisure.
What's in London that we don't have here? Why can't you stay?
There's nothing here for me, Mossy. The truth is, another side of me needs and wants more. I want to achieve something with my life. I left here. I did bar work to care for our child. Now I'm managing that small hotel I started in.
But you could do the same here.
I'm sorry, Mossy. I don't want what you have. I want more.
Why did you leave?
I've just answered you. I want to achieve something. I don't want to live in a prison. I don't think you quite understand what I'm saying.
No, I don't. Well, why did you marry me in the first place?
It's simple. I loved you, Mossy. Oh. I loved you from the moment I set eyes on you. Oh. You're a very lovable man.
And here I am thinking all along it was because I was either rich or handsome.
Well, actually, no. It was because you're Mossy.
Hey, God, that's good to know. And I thought you married me for me money.
That's typical of you, making me laugh when I'm trying to be serious.
Sure. Isn't it good to laugh?
When I left here, I didn't laugh much.
Aye, but we're not the same person that left here.
You see, life changes us.
When you left, I hit the bottle hard.
You liked it even before I left.
Oh, be God, you still know the buttons to press.
Mossy, I see a lot behind the bar where I work. It's my experience that people that drink a lot are celebrating something or burying something. Some are trying to fill in a hole that can never be filled in. Maybe if you left that prison you're in, you wouldn't drink as much as you do. It's worth a try.
Here, can I ask you something?
You're still the same. Any time I've ever brought up drink, you change the subject.
Ah, sure, Monica, will you leave it? I want to ask you something, and I want you to tell me the truth. Have you got someone in your life in London?
Mossy, the truth is, I haven't actually been living the life of a nun.
No one can say that I've been living the life of a priest either.
I do get lonely sometimes. And you said you often get lonely. Why don't you come back with me?
I can't.
Please think about it. Do you remember where you proposed to me?
Remember? How could I ever forget?
Try to be serious, just for once.
I am being serious.
Over there on that seat. Do you see that seat there? That's where you proposed. Sure. We sat there until the sun came up. Then you walked me back to the town and bought me my breakfast. It was so romantic.
I see there's a plaque on the seat now for someone that died. That says it all.
Would you try and be serious?
Come on, let's go. I'm getting hungry.
You and your stomach. Let's stay here for a while. Just why are you pushing me away?
I'm not pushing away from you, but if we're going to stay here for a while, I'll have to settle myself.
This place is so, I can't explain it. Everything here feels so right. It's easy to be at peace with the world. It would be very, very easy to fall in love again, you know. What do you think?
I'll tell you what I think. I think we'll get a takeaway on the way home.
Oh, you haven't been listening to a word I said.
Be God, I have. Come into me parlours and the spider to the flea.
What are you talking about?
We can eat him on the keys like we used to.
Mossy O'Callaghan, I must say you haven't lost it. You certainly know how to treat a lady.
And I don't even have to work at it. It comes second nature to me.
Come in. How can I help you? Or to be more precise, how can you help me?
Hello, I'm Sheila McCarthy.
Ah, Michael Hennessy is my name. You're the Sheila I've heard so much about. You're not quite what I was expecting.
And what were you expecting?
I was expecting someone older. And not as attractive.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, I don't give out compliments easily.
Thank you. But I don't think it prevents me from doing my job properly.
No, I'd say it helps. Please, sit down.
I've been off for some time and I appreciate every bit of time and space that has been given to me.
I've been made aware of your circumstances more than once. You needn't explain why you weren't here. Has everything settled down for you?
Yes, thankfully it has.
Good. Have you got a doctor's note?
No, not with me, but I can definitely get one.
Do. Well, from what I hear, you're the Mother Teresa of this place. Mrs. Brennan speaks very highly of you.
Does she? I wouldn't read too much into what you hear. I'm sure you'd be able to decide for yourself.
Oh, yes, I'm sure I will. I'd like to summarise broadly the changes I've made here.
Changes? Were they necessary?
Well, if the business continues the way it is, 12 months from now we'll be closing those doors.
I always thought we were holding our own, particularly with so many other businesses going under. What does Mrs. Brennan have to say?
She might be the owner, but she's given the management of these premises to me. From here on in, she's staying out of it.
She'll be missed.
Yeah, she'll be missed for a while. No one's that important.
I never thought I'd see the day I'd... You know, that I'd come in here and not see her standing behind that counter. This place, you know, it was her life.
Some Greek philosopher once said, the only thing that's constant is change.
Mrs. Brennan was always hands-on. If there was a problem arose, you could always refer to her on the spot.
From here on in, all problems are referred to me.
Will she be calling in and out?
If she can help it, she won't. Let's get back to business. You were more or less managing the place.
Yes, I was when Mrs. Brennan was off, and I was paid extra for it.
I'll be giving you time off in lieu when you take over from me. I've let go of some staff.
You sacked them?
Well, let's put it this way. I facilitated their immediate departure. This business has been overweight for some time, and it badly needed to be streamlined. Myself, you, the rest of the staff can pick up the slack. Will that suit you?
I suppose it will have to. Mrs. Brennan has already let one or two of the girls go. This means extra pressure on everyone.
Well, as they say, if the kitchen gets too hot, get out of it. From what I hear, you're a smart and strong woman. I've been watching you since you came in. You carry yourself well. I like that in a woman. You and me, we're alike.
What makes you think that?
I know what I want. I'm sure I'd be right in saying you know what you want. I can open doors for you in this business.
Mr. Hennessy.
You can call me Michael.
Michael, I can assure you I don't need anyone to open doors for me. I can open my own doors, thank you.
A woman like you is a rarity nowadays. A breath of fresh air. The staff are right. You're a strong and a smart woman. But they never told me how attractive you are. I can see we are going to get on well together.
I don't care what you or the staff think of me. I'm only interested in coming in here to work and collecting my wages at the end of the week. I certainly don't need to be patronised. If you don't need anything else from me, I'll go and start my shift.
Sheila, sit down. I can call you Sheila.
Yes.
Since we'll be working together, I think it's important that both of us are singing off the same hymn sheet. Do you agree?
Yes, it helps.
Let's think of this place as a ship. As you well know, a ship can't have two captains. Do you agree?
Yes.
One always ends up at sea. Adrift.
Not always.
Mostly. So we've got to row together.
What's your point?
What I'm saying is, we must work together.
I can't see any problem with that.
Well, since I've come here, I've raised the standards.
I didn't think there was a problem with the standards here.
No matter how high the standards are, they can always be raised. Do you agree?
Yes, I suppose I agree that standards can always be raised. But what's wrong with the standards that are here now?
For one thing, the menu, it's too simple. I've changed the menu.
A new menu?
Here, see what you think of it.
Oh, at a glance, I mean, it's way too fancy. This menu will definitely alienate our regular customers.
So what? If the standard is exclusive, you'll get the customers at the top end of the scale. They always have money, they know quality, and they're willing to pay for it.
This is not Temple Bar, you know. This is just a small town. You have to get a balance between the two. The menu must appeal to our regular customers. You cannot survive or be dependent on a passing trade these days. Anyway, a menu has to appeal to everyone, not just to the select few. The motto of this bar and restaurant has always been good food at a decent price. Like I said, this is not Temple Bar. The people coming in here don't like anything fancy, just good, wholesome food.
Well, I shall educate their palates. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree to differ. It's time I was on the floor. Wouldn't you agree? See you downstairs.
Harbourview is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. Written and directed by Sean O'Neill. Sound engineer, Warren Tyvey. Theme music, Caroline Fraher. A Community Radio Yule production. For a full list of cast and characters, check out www.coy104fm.com.